And now for our story. Yesterday we had an exciting time, the receiving of the telegram from Danny in Chicago. And think of it, an order for 200 cases of the health water from Mary's company. But our immediate problem is, did Max and his crew at the bottling works complete their job last night for that rush order from Chicago? And what about that quarrel between Max and Benjamin Carter? We pick up our story at the bottling works the next day.
All right, come on, come on, hurry up there. Come on, hey, pop on that last cork there, Daddy. Hurry up with that last label. Come on, shoot it down the belt. All right, there we go. Careful now, Daddy, careful. We don't want to break any bottles now. That's the very last one we got left, you know.
There goes the last cork, man. We got it.
I can't lick another label. I'll try if I do.
My old gumshoe. Didn't I tell you to use a sponge when your tongue got sore?
Oh, I did, but a sponge takes too much time. And you were punishing me all night long, Max. I can hardly...
Go on, John. You ain't a sippy.
I tell you, John, you're getting old.
Well, it's just that I'm getting old. Why, I'll show you, Methuselah. I'll lick the labels on that last case of bottles that have killed
you. That won't be hard to do. You never was a good licker anyway.
Well, you go mind your business, Bradford. Oh, gee, that's awful tasting glue. I wonder they wouldn't flavor it.
Well, does everything look all right, man?
Oh, swell elegant, sir. Well, we're almost through.
Well, I guess you can spare me for a few minutes. I must rush home and see how the baby's going.
Oh, sure. But get right back here. You know, we're going to have the president around. You seem to be the only one that can make all things go at once around here.
All right, I'll be right back.
Hey, how you coming, John?
Well, there's the very last label. And I don't care if I don't lick another thing so long as I live.
There.
Not even a postage stamp.
What do you know? Well, boys, it's all done. Shut down the power room. Hooray, boys, we're all through. 200 cases of the best water in the world. 200 cases of joy and happiness. All right, all together, boys.
Yay!
Oh, boy. That's it. Yeah. 34 hours of work behind his back. Oh, boy. That's more work than that guy needs.
Damn, Danny, that's more work than you've ever done in all your life. Say, where'd John Fowler go to? He was only here a minute ago.
He likely went out to stick his tongue in cold water. I'd take cap in the bottles any day to lick him later. Yeah. Makes my tongue sore, you think of it.
Yeah. Well, listen, the job ain't done yet. You know, we got to get that stuff down to the depot for the night train. And we ain't got no time to spare, either.
Oh, sure. Gosh, Max. Look at that big pile of cases.
Yeah.
200, an awful lot of cases you put them in, you know.
That ain't nothing. That's only our first order. Where do we get this stuff advertised all over the nation? Just think of that. Stratford Springs Health Water. Boy, oh, boys, they will send out 2 or 3 loads like this every day. Maybe a dozen loads like this.
Hey, you hoodlum. I thought you said you had to get this stuff to the station right away.
Well, sure, that's it. Now we got to get it hauled. Let's see. Say, where's Rube, huh?
Rube? What's the line Rube for?
Well, he's got to put the wheel on his taxi cab and start hauling this stuff down to the station. Oh, Rube! Hey, Rube! Oh, boy, just what I thought. Sound asleep. Just a minute, I told him to stop the motor. He plops down in the back seat. Hey, Rube, wake up. Hey, we got more work to do. Oh.
You can't wake him up, man. He got the building burned down first.
Yeah, well, what are we going to do about this, Daddy? Now, listen, we can't stop now. We got to get this stuff down to the train.
Yeah, what's the matter with you, man? You can't haul 200 cases in that taxi cab to the station. It'd take all night.
No, it wouldn't. Now, listen. How many cases could we haul in at one time, huh?
Let's see.
Well, now, let me see. Maybe about 5, huh? Hey, we roll Rube out of there, and we could put in about 5 cases in the back seat each trip, huh?
Yeah, but that'd take too long. We'd miss the train.
No, it wouldn't. Let's see. How many trips do we have to make, huh?
Let's see. 5. I can't figure with this snowing on there. 5 into 200.
5 inches 20 inches.
Yeah.
4, 5 inches. Oh, my arithmetic would be all right if he didn't snore that way. No, it'd be
Get with it. What? 4 trips? Oh, Daddy, you must be nuts. Why, even I can see that.
Well, then it's 40 trips. Yeah, I guess it's 40 trips.
Oh, 40 trips. Boy, that's a bunch of trips. How much time we got before train time?
Huh? I'm back 2 hours.
2 hours? Mm-hmm. 40 trips in 2 hours. Boy, we got to load and unload them and haul them 5 blocks. Oh, listen, Daddy, we can't do it. We can't do it.
I'm afraid not, Matt.
Oh, sir, this is terrible. We got the job all done and we can't get to the train. We got to get it out, Daddy. We got to get it out. Yeah. Hey, where's the old noodle? Come on.
But we got nothing else to haul it in. Listen, we take your car.
Huh? Take my car? Say, what do you want to do? You want to ruin it? Hauling cases of stuff in it?
Yeah, but don't you want to get this stuff to the station? Think of all Danny's work and hours and all last night.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't work another night through for the love of money.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We got to find a way. Maybe we ought to call Mary, huh?
Yeah, we ain't got much time.
Hey, what are you two doing there? Just gabbing?
Oh, say, come here, John. Now, listen, we're in an awful jam. Mm-hmm. We got no way to get this stuff down to the station. And we only got 2 hours to do it in. What are we going to do?
I thought about that, too.
No, you thought about it. And I suppose you got some crackpot idea to lead us off the track, ain't you?
Why, to be sure, I did get an idea. Mm. I remembered we had a truck available we were using over on the new hotel. So I went over and told my man to drive over and take on this load. And he's got a couple of helpers, too.
What?
No, mm-hmm. They're coming now.
What do you know? What's backing up on us?
Oh, listen, Jan, you're a wonder.
Oh, yes.
Boy, I'll tell you, this had a stump, but you sure fixed it up all right. Now, come on, hurry up, boys. Come on, get that load on the truck. You know, we can't miss that 7:15 tonight. Boy, that's sure using your head, John.
Yes.
Why don't you do that sometime, Daddy, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, what was the matter with yours a minute ago? It's got to have an accident happen once in a while, don't he? He don't know he's alive anymore.
Now, listen, quit the doting. Hey, you know what? Yeah. We got to celebrate. Say, where's Mary? She said she'd be back right away.
Call me, here I am.
Good. Say, where'd you come from? Oh, and you brought Phyllis, too. Well, swell.
Oh, Max. Oh, this will mean a lot to Danny, won't it?
Oh, you're asking me? Say, listen, Danny's the biggest little guy in the world right now, and Max Tilly says so.
Oh, I'm so happy. At last, Danny's having his chance.
Hey, why don't you speak to your old father-in-law here? Boy, he's worked like a donkey all night, putting the caps on the bottles. John Fowler there, his tongue's so sore from licking labels, he can't eat.
Oh, I think they're all men to be proud of. I think they're all grand. Here, I want to kiss every one of you.
Oh. We got a job to do. Hey, where's the very first case of Gibraltar, Daddy?
Sure.
Get it before they bury it under that hole.
Sure, I'll get it, Max. I know right where it is. Right over there and then by the wall.
All right, well, open the case and take out a bottle.
What is all this, Max? We're just holding up the load.
Hey, listen, Mary. Can we send this load out without launching it?
What do you mean, Max?
Well, I mean launching it, like they do with battleships and buildings and movie stars and everything. You know, break a bottle over their heads and say, here's mud in your eyes, old boy. Good luck to you.
Oh, that's fine, Max. Let's do it, Mary. And I'll write and tell Danny all about it.
Oh, break a bottle over my head? Well, I guess not. I might not get launched then. But we can drink a toast to the success of our new enterprise.
Oh, that'll be fun.
That's a clever idea. Yeah. Here's a bottle from the very first case we bought
it. Well, swell. Say, how is it? All right, Daddy?
Oh, sure. Why wouldn't it be?
Now, let's drink to our first order for the Stratford Springs Corporation and the assured success of the new hotel.
Oh, grand, yes. Oh, we'll have to hurry. Max. You're master of ceremonies.
Well, and I'm holder of the bottle.
Oh, I'm so happy, Max. And to think my own Danny did it all himself.
Your own Danny? Say, that young hunch was working my
time. Now, don't try to brag, Stratford. It wasn't your help that Danny sold the order.
Oh, no. We're happy. So, let's launch the order in the right spirit. You open the bottle.
Huh? Oh, say, we got no glasses.
How are we going to drink it?
Oh, well, that's all right. Listen, we'll drink it out of the bottle. That isn't the first time. I've done that before.
Bet you have too.
With a nipple on it.
Well, who gets the first drink?
American nurse.
Oh, you weren't it.
Well, being Danny's wife, I don't see why.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Mary gets the first drink. She's the president. Mm-hmm. And Phyllis gets the next drink because she's the guest of honor and Danny's wife. And then we'll just go down the line and everybody will get a swig.
Oh,
you almost missed out on a big celebration. We're going to launch Mary.
Launch Mary?
Yeah.
Well, that's a new one on me, but let her go. Cut away the lines. We'll steady the helm.
Well, here goes. Help me hold the bottle.
Yeah.
First drink and success to our company.
Good luck. Success.
That's what you like. You're next, fellas.
I'm not used to drinking out of a bottle.
Well, you're going to get used to it, boy. We're all going to drink.
Oh, you're all acting like I was champagne or something. And it's just spring water.
Mary, darling. Hey, what's wrong?
What catch her? She's fainted.
Mary, what's wrong here?
Mary.
What happened?
Mary fainted. What happened? Why, it was only a moment before that she was laughing and gay, celebrating her launching, as Max called it. And then suddenly, she fainted away. What happened to Mary Southern that last moment of this gay celebration in honor of her company's first order? Nobody seemed to know. And all we know is that we shall hear more about what suddenly happened when The Life of Mary Southern returns to you Monday, presented by the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.